Thank you to the Missouri Farm Bureau and the Missouri Cattlemen's for inviting me here today, and I appreciate the comments of the senator and the congressman and congresswoman. And what I want to do from a national perspective is, you know, we have banded together as agriculture groups in Washington, D.C., and came up with what we think is a really good tool to show exactly what our concerns are from agriculture. And that tool is maps. We wanted to give a visual about exactly what is the extent of this rule. It's a hard rule. It's very complicated. There's so many vague and ambiguous and undefined terms throughout this rule that it's really hard to do. So we did our best. We found the best data set out there that maps our nation's waters. It's called the National Hydrography Data Set. And we put those on a map. We had an environmental engineering firm do that. And if you have the handout, what I'm going to kind of do is just kind of walk you through what that says. So on the first page, you'll see two Missouri maps. One has blue lines on it. The other has red lines on it. The blue lines represent perennial and intermittent streams. The red lines represent ephemeral streams. And I provided the definitions there below those maps because I know that some of these terms are very scientific. Basically, perennial streams have water in them year-round. Intermittent streams have them water in them during the wet seasons of the year. And ephemeral streams have water in them during and immediately following a rain event. A large rain event, typically. So, as you can see, if you add the ephemerals on top of those intermittent and perennial streams, that basically fills in the entire state of Missouri. And you'll see in that box below that what that looks like when you calculate it out is an additional 80,000 stream miles of dry ditches and washes that are going to now be regulated by EPA and the Corps. So that's what this rule looks like to us in agriculture. And that's what terrifies us to death. The other thing, and that's directly related to their definition of tributaries under the proposed rule. Their definition of adjacent waters is also terrifying. If you look at the state of Missouri, which are the other two numbers on that first page, total acres in the state of Missouri, 44 million acres. Total acres in the FEMA floodplains in Missouri is 4 million acres. Under the adjacent waters definition in the proposed rule, every water, if not otherwise excluded, that falls within a riparian area or a floodplain is automatically jurisdictional. So that means every water in that 4 million acres is probably jurisdictional, and that means all the land use activity that surrounds that water probably needs a 404 or a 402 permit under the Clean Water Act. Those are terrifying statistics for Missouri agriculture, as they should be. And the next question is, you know, what do these features actually look like on the ground? So if you flip that handout over, you can see some pictures. And that's the capability of these maps. They can zoom in down to a Google Earth image level, and you can see these features on farm fields, on pastures, and exactly what it means. So you'll see some ponds in there that are connected through an ephemeral stream. Those ponds are now considered tributaries under this proposed rule because they are connected through an ephemeral stream to an otherwise jurisdictional water. You will see drainage ditches in there, connected to jurisdictional water, tributaries under this rule. Even though they might not hold water in them but once a year, still a jurisdictional water. And so that's our concern with this rule, is the exact extent of it is huge. And is that appropriate for the federal government? NCBA and others in agriculture, I know the American Farm Bureau, along with a host of other groups in Washington, D.C., along with other industries, don't think it's the appropriate rule. And so that's why we're pushing back on this rule so hard, and that's why we created these maps for everyone to see what exactly the extent of this rule will be.